Racist Rice Krispies? Disgraced ex-Labor MP targets Kellogg's over white boy Snap, Crackle, and Pop. By Kurt Zindelka on June 16, 2020. In the ever-expanding cultural revolution spurred on by the Black Lives Matter movement, Kellogg's cereal boxes have now been added to the list of supposedly racist symbols by a disgraced leftist former politician in the UK. Fiona Onasanya, a former Labour Party MP who became only the second person in history to be kicked out of Parliament by their own voters using a recall petition, has called on Kellogg's to justify why Rice Krispies is represented with three white boys while the Coco Pops mascot is a monkey. As you are yet to reply to my email, Coco Pops and Rice Krispies have the same composition, except for the fact CPs are brown and chocolate flavored. So I was wondering why Rice Krispies have three white boys representing the brand and Coco Pops have a monkey? The disgraced former MP wrote on social media, while failing to tag the correct account for the cereal maker's UK and Ireland arm. The three white boys Onasanya referred to in her tweet are the iconic Snap, Crackle, and Pop, a group of elves invented in the 1930s and named as an onomatopoeic representation of the sound Rice Krispies make when combined with milk. Coco the monkey has been an on-again-off-again mascot for Coco Pop / Coco Krispies. Snap, Crackle, and Pop replaced him in the United States in 2001. In December 2018, Ms. Onasanya was expelled from the Labour Party after being convicted of perverting the course of justice. The solicitor was found to have lied about a speeding offence. She became the first MP to be recalled by voters under the constituency petition system, with 27.6% of her constituency petitioning for her removal, well over the 10% required to be ousted. Onasanya was also struck off as a solicitor over the lie. At the time, she compared her fall from grace to biblical figures such as Joseph, Moses, Daniel, and even to the persecution of Jesus Christ. Christ was accused and convicted by the courts of his day, and yet this was not his end but rather the beginning of the next chapter in his story, she wrote in leaked WhatsApp messages. Onasanya continued her racial crusade against Kellogg's this week, going on to write, "Well, given John Harvey Kellogg co-founded the Race Betterment Foundation, the foundation's main purpose was to study the cause of and cure for race degeneracy, it would be remiss of me not to ask. John Harvey Kellogg, 1852-1943, a Michigan physician who invented cornflakes, did indeed have idiosyncratic views, even for his day. Described as a fanatically religious Seventh-day Adventist, Kellogg believed that cornflakes were a cure for masturbation and that all sex, including marital, was evil, never consummating his marriage and adopting children instead. His brother Will, who helped him launch Corn Flakes as a brand, founded the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, which is one of the largest charitable organizations in America. Most likely unbeknown to Ms. Onasanya, the Kellogg Foundation is a major funder of left-wing causes, with deep ties to billionaire activist George Soros, giving large donations to Soros Open Society Institute. In November 2016, following the election of President Donald Trump, Kellogg's announced that it would no longer advertise on the Breitbart news site, after a concerted campaign by leftist activists to target Breitbart's advertisers. A spokesman for the cereal maker, Chris Charles, said that Breitbart News and its millions of readers aren't aligned with Kellogg's values as a company. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.